Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Our trivia question for this week is, where was the last OSCE conference on anti-Semitism held in 2004? The answer, later in the program. On June 8th and 9th, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe held a conference on anti-Semitism and other forms of intolerance. There are 55 members of the OSCE, including European countries, the United States, and Canada. High-level representatives of all these governments attended, as well as delegates from six members of the Mediterranean Partners, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Jordan, Egypt, and Israel, and five Asian partners for cooperation. Other participants were international organizations, including UN Organizations for Refugees and Human Rights, the Council of Europe, the Arab League, and the Task Force for Cooperation on Holocaust Education, Remembrance, and Research. Non-governmental organizations from 39 countries also attended. So as you can see, this was a major event in the international promotion of human rights and the fight against intolerance. I thought that this conference was so important that I decided to devote this program to a summary of what went on with an extra couple of interesting bits of information. First, the day before the actual conference began, the NGOs held a forum in Seville. Several participants were interviewed by Radio Sefarad's Spanish reporters, and I'll summarize for you what they said. Einar Corby, advisor to the General Director for Religious Affairs of the Spanish Ministry of Justice, said that the main points covered were related to how the Jewish community has responded to intolerance and discrimination. Other minorities also suffer from these attitudes, and the participants in the forum discussed how to get people to mobilize against them. Alberto Benasuli of B'nai B'rith in Spain said that the problems of anti-Semitism here are a result of equating Jews with Israel, mostly in the area of education. He mentioned a couple of textbooks with anti-Semitic undertones, which were pulled from circulation after B'nai B'rith protested against them. Representatives of the Spanish organization, Movement Against Intolerance, told Radio Sefarad that there are about 4,000 incidents of racist aggression in Spain each year, mostly perpetrated by neo-Nazi groups. They went on to say that anti-Semitism is latent in our society, that a recent survey of youngsters revealed that a disturbing 15% to 20% would be in favor of expelling the Jews from Spain. Graciela Cohen, the president of Hebraica Madrid, said that the most important thing is to recognize that anti-Semitism and xenophobia are increasing, and we must combat them through education. Finally, in his closing statement to the forum, the president of the regional Andalusian government, Manuel Chavez, said that the fight against anti-Semitism should serve as a model in the fight against other types of discrimination. The next day, June 8th, the OSCE conference opened in Cordoba. Just to give you a little background information, one of the purposes of this conference was as a follow-up to the conference on anti-Semitism held in Berlin last year. That's the answer to our trivia question. Since the Berlin conference, the OSCE has created a monitoring mechanism and appointed a special envoy to deal with anti-Semitism in Europe. It has also appointed a special rapporteur on Islamophobia and another one for other forms of discrimination. At this year's conference, the different countries were supposed to report on how they were fulfilling the commitments they had made in Berlin. But unfortunately, only 29 countries had abided by a pledge to provide the OSCE with detailed statistics on the incidence of hate crimes. As a prelude to the Cordoba conference, the Anti-Defamation League conducted a survey of attitudes towards Jews in Europe. They polled 6,000 Europeans, 500 in each of 12 countries, with disturbing results. Overall, 43% believe that Jews are more loyal to Israel than to their own country. About 30% think that they have too much power in the business and financial world. 42% say Jews still talk too much about how they suffered during the Holocaust. 20% continue to blame Jews for the death of Jesus. And 29% say their opinion of Jews is influenced by the actions taken by the State of Israel. Of this 29%, a majority, 53%, say their opinion of Jews is worse as a result of the actions taken by Israel. The ADL concludes that millions of Europeans still accept a wide range of traditional anti-Semitic stereotypes, and that these attitudes help to incite and legitimize anti-Semitism. This is a great cause for concern and a challenge for individual governments, the European Union, and the OSCE to find a way to break down these old stereotypes. On the first day of the conference, King Juan Carlos of Spain presided over a luncheon attended by leaders and political representatives of the participating countries. Simone Veil, president of the Foundation for the Memory of the Shoah and recent recipient of the prestigious Príncipe de Asturias Prize for International Cooperation, said that denying the Holocaust is the most terrible form of anti-Semitism. She also emphasized the need to crack down on internet websites that propagate intolerance. Six different sessions were held dealing with such issues as anti-Semitism and the media, education on the Holocaust and on anti-Semitism, fighting intolerance and discrimination against Muslims and Christians, respecting religious identity in a pluralistic society, and finally, the role of education, the media, and law enforcement in fighting racism, xenophobia, and other forms of intolerance and discrimination. Two of the most interesting sessions were those related to the media and education. Emphasis was placed on the fact that very often media whose editorial position is sympathetic to the Palestinian cause indirectly encourage anti-Semitism by confusing Jews and Israel. Diego Carcedo, a well-known Spanish journalist, said that sometimes anti-Semitic terms sneak into news reports through ignorance, insensitivity, or a too strong ideological position on the part of the reporter. For example, we sometimes read or hear such terms as Jewish or Hebrew tanks or helicopters when referring to the Israeli army. Cartoonists should also be especially careful when drawing caricatures of Israeli politicians so as not to give the impression that they represent the Jewish people as a whole. An important conclusion of the session on education on the Holocaust and on anti-Semitism was that the Holocaust should no longer be taught solely as a historical fact, but it must be emphasized that the same stereotypes that caused it still exist today. In their closing statements, Spanish Justice Minister López Aguilar and Foreign Minister Moratinos pointed out measures that Spain has taken to fight against anti-Semitism, citing the designation of January 27th as Holocaust Commemoration Day, and emphasizing Spain's contribution to the OSCE's work in this area. Jacobo Israel, president of the Federation of Jewish Communities of Spain, said that while it is important that countries make a commitment in this matter, at the next conference an evaluation should be made of how well they have complied with their agreements. He added that the first positive sign in Spain would be a program of education about the Holocaust as a means of promoting tolerance. Delegates from all 55 member states of the OSCE agreed to the final statement that was issued after the 2 days of speeches and workshops, and which included the following points: unconditional condemnation of anti-Semitism, racism, intolerance, and other forms of discrimination. International events and political affairs can never justify racism, xenophobia, or discrimination. And these events in the Middle East or Israel can never be used to justify anti-Semitism. The identification of terrorism or extremism with any religion, ethnic group, nationality, or race is strongly condemned. Emphasis was placed on the importance of education and education about the Holocaust as a means of fighting against all kinds of intolerance. The importance of the media, including internet, in the fight against hate-based ideology was also emphasized. Having said all this, I thought you might be interested in what could be considered an anecdote, which illustrates the kind of subtle anti-Semitism you can sometimes find here, and how hard it can be to deal with. Very near the building where the conference took place, there's a public building belonging to the city of Cordoba, which houses the Roger Garrodi Foundation and Museum. Its stated purpose is to show the history of Cordoba and Andalusia in the 11th to 13th centuries, with emphasis on the three cultures and the atmosphere of tolerance and mutual respect in which they lived. However, its founder, Roger Garrodi, was convicted in his native France of writing a book in which he denied that 6 million Jews were really killed in the Holocaust. The Spanish organization, Movement Against Intolerance, and others asked that measures be taken to rescind public subsidies from this foundation, which include the use of the public building. When reporters from various media, including Radio Sefarad, asked him about this matter, the deputy mayor of Cordoba said that Garrodi is not the president of the foundation, that in fact he is quite ill and no longer active. He also said that the foundation works to promote projects relating to the history of the three cultures and tolerance, and that it is not the place of the city council to get involved in the internal affairs of a private foundation, for example, to insist that its name be changed. In other words, he waffled, as they say. So even though the OSCE conference ended with a statement of very positive intentions, it's clear that there's still a long way to go. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at radiosefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Vicente Amigo, one of Spain's greatest flamenco guitarists, who has written many pieces dedicated to Cordoba. This piece is called Ciudad de las Ideas, the City of Ideas. See you next week.